This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The reality show Shark Tank brings pitching startup businesses to prime time. Even if you're not an entrepreneur, mastering a good pitch is still useful to your career. Jules Pieri is CEO of The Grommet, a product launch company, which means she hears a lot of pitches. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning, Mark.
So you make regular visits to Harvard Business School. MBAs will give you pitches. You say about 90% of them make the same mistake, which is not getting to the point or burying the lead, as we would say in journalism. What advice do you give them as far as overcoming that problem?
Well, you really want to get to a simple analogy, if you can, for your business. We launched a company called Rent the Runway, and their pitch was, it's Netflix for evening dresses.
Yep.
There's nobody who can't understand that. So if you have that advantage of an analogy, use it right up front and repeat it many times.
Now, not all of us have pitched a startup business, but we've all done a job interview. And sometimes you go in and you have your pitch, your answers to the questions you expect, but you get halfway through and you just feel like you're not winning this person over. How do you know when to switch gears in your pitch? And what do you do when you figure out that you need to?
Well, the main goal is to make the other person feel smart and engaged and on your side. And the best way to do that is to get them talking. So I would reverse the interview and actually start asking questions.
And what else can people who may not start a business anytime soon but might want to get a new job and nail a really good interview soon, what else can they learn from the pitch process that you experience a lot that would help them in their careers?
You don't need a personality transplant, so don't feel like you have to be somebody else. But it's really important to be able to describe your transitions well. You always want to seem like you were heading towards something, not away from something.
Okay. Let's try and test this a little bit. Maybe this is something we can use as a business and finance show. So if you were trying to develop a pitch for Marketplace to someone that had never listened to it before, how would you pitch our program to somebody?
You're a busy person, and yet you need to stay current, and this will be your 7-minute dose to make sure you're always on the cutting edge.
That is quite good, and we did not tell you to prepare for this, so you did that on the spot. Impressive. Jules Pieri, founder and CEO of The Grommet, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.